As was implied from the previous pasuk, those who spread the nets, the hunters, do not intend to help the bird. They aim to either kill it or to capture it alive. The damim yarovu and yitzbenu lanafshel sam, respectively, the Gra notes. Furthermore, the Gaon also points out that these two parallel the two methods of thievery outlined above, i.e. with or without murderous intent. This pasuk therefore spells out the certain doom standing to befall a person so foolish as to think he can swim with the sharks and emerge unscathed. Consorting with untrustworthy allies is walking right into their trap. I want to highlight something about the latter point made by the Gra, the parallel to the methods of thievery mentioned before. The very methods of wrongdoing, which are alluringly suggested as part of the call to sin, are the same methods which pose a threat to the potential sinner. The supposed friends who beckon with promises of stealing from innocence, one must be wary of them doing the same to you. To illustrate in clearer terms, imagine a person who struggles with dishonesty at every level, not just outright lies, I mean even more subtly, such as that every story he shares is exaggerated, his quarterly figures at work are embellished, he adjusts and adds effects to the pictures he posts on social media. He just isn't used to living with facts as they truly are. Such a person might think this aversion to reality is allowing him to experience an ideal or perfected existence, but in truth, this urge he repeatedly indulges is killing him and will lead him only to disappointment and disillusionment.